Well, right now the topic is Atlantic City. On Wednesday, the city council in Atlantic City has been asked to adopt a $55 million bond issue to pay back a supposed $37.2 million debt. But the bottom line is, this is a threat. It's a blackmail threat. And is Tim Cunningham bluffing that he's going to punish the taxpayers of Atlantic City? Tim Cunningham is saying, either follow our plan to borrow $55 million and pay the full 10%, or we're going to punish every taxpayer in Atlantic City by raising the average taxes on the average person. The Director of Community Affairs, which is Tim Cunningham, has the power to do like 28 things. They could sell Bader Field, they could sell this, they could borrow money, they could spend money, they could do anything. And they don't have to, and of course, he doesn't have to follow the Open Public Meetings Act because he's just meeting with himself. So he has absolute power. So the question you have to ask yourself is, if by just signing a piece of paper, Tim Cunningham could do this, why is he coming down to Atlantic City and bullying City Council and saying, you better approve this?
Well, because they want them to do it.
Atlantic City is being told. The state officials came down last Tuesday and they told the Atlantic City Council, you better adopt this $55 million bond issue. City Council had better, by a two-thirds majority, borrow that money, because if you don't, we are going to impose an average $700 tax hike on the average homeowner in Atlantic City. So you better do this or else. And here are some things about this bond ordinance. The first thing that everybody is asking is, why is the state asking City Council to do this? Because, as you know, Atlantic City has been taken over by the state. So basically, the state broke the law to protect Governor Christie, in my view. They could have withheld payment on the bonds, but instead the state decided, well, don't pay the pensions, even though there's a 10% interest penalty, and that 10% interest penalty leaves you $10 million in interest. Even though the state had been running Atlantic City finances, if you ask for any documents, there's no documents. They ran Atlantic City like a bunch of gangsters, leaving no written records. So they would tell the city, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. The city would do it. If you talk to Marty Small right now, he'll say, oh, we had no choice. We had no choice because they were told what to do. But then when you ask, well, where's the letter? Where's the record? Where's the order? There are no orders. The state was just bullying Atlantic City into breaking every budget law for the past 6 or 7 years. That 10% penalty, and it's a penalty. It was designed to punish cities that deliberately didn't make pension contributions. Now, City Council was never told of that choice in 2015. City Council was never told there was a 10% penalty. City Council was told that the state was being so nice and good and kind to Atlantic City by allowing the payments to be, quote, deferred, even though it was in total violation of the local budget law. Atlantic City, the City Council is run by Marty Small, and City Council has a lawyer who is loyal to Marty Small. So that lawyer is not examining all the dirty deals. The City Council did not know. They ran, it was Marty Small and the business administrator and the Guardian and their inner circle, but they kept the public and they kept City Council in the dark. And that should have been a City Council decision. And they violated the local budget law because there's no such thing as, quote, deferred payments. And not only that, but they used those phony $37 million to make an illegal temporary budget in 2016. So the whole thing is a mess. And I think you can knock down the interest rate. And here's the second important thing. Why is it that the state pension plan says, okay, take your time in paying us back, but now you must pay immediately. It's okay to defer everything for 3 years, but suddenly that $37 million must be paid in 1 year. Someone at the council meeting last week brought up a very interesting point. Why should the city have to go out to borrow money to pay back money that it owes the pension plan when the pension plan is investing in similar investments. Wouldn't it be easier for the city to simply pay back a reasonable 3.5% interest rate to the state? And if the city did that, it would save about $5 million in what they call transaction fees, paying the Wall Street brokers, paying the Wall Street lawyers, doing all that stuff to float these bonds. When you had Mayor Guardian was the mayor, it was okay, take as much time as you want to pay this money back. And now you have a new mayor, and oh, you better pay within, you know, by the end of the year. Marty Small knew, Don Guardian knew, and they all gambled on running for re-election, but that they would all win by campaigning on no tax hike.
They weren't paying all their bills.
It was all fake, and the state enabled them to do that.
Seems to me they got an informal forbearance from the state, and now the check has come due.
Or another way of putting it, you know, if you were cynical, you would say that Chris Christie was running for president. And the last thing Chris Christie wanted was trouble with unions, trouble with employees, trouble with Democrats, trouble with African Americans. So here, Chris Christie was able to say, oh, there's no problem in Atlantic City. We fixed this magical problem. There are no layoffs. There are no cuts. There are no tax increases. It's magic. You know, I fixed everything, and there's no problem. And that's what really happened. Who benefited from sticking Atlantic City taxpayers with 10% interest rates? And really, it was sickening for me to listen last Tuesday, while Tim Cunningham just gave lie after lie after lie. And you're right, a lot of the city council members believed it.
What's not a lie, though, is they did defer insurance and pension payments.
They didn't defer anything. In other words, there's a state law that says if any city fails to make its pension payments in a timely manner, there's a 10% a penalty interest rate.
All right, let me word it differently, because I know I'm talking to an attorney and a good one. They legally, literally did not defer. The state permitted them. In other words, they looked the other way. They allowed the city to not make pension and insurance payments. Now, you have to agree with that.
No, I don't, because when you said the state permitted,
I changed it. I said the state overlooked. But it was a deal. You know, just because something isn't legal doesn't mean that governments at the state level and the local level decide, hey, look, you owe this and you're supposed to pay it. And by law, you can't defer it. And by law, if you don't pay it, there's a 10% penalty. But we're working together and we're overseeing the city. We're just going to, you know, ignore the fact that you're not paying your pension payments and your insurance payments, but you're going to owe us $49 million at some point, and we're going to come knocking for it. And they say that's what this is now.
Yeah, that's what Tim Cunningham said on Tuesday. But here's what happened. Back in 2010, Atlantic City didn't have a balanced budget. So in October of 2010, the state went to Judge Armstrong, got an order, and took over Atlantic City finances from that point. Mayor Gilliam can't even hire a lawyer to advise him and to push back, because under the state takeover, he is forced to deal with all of Guardian's holdovers.
Yeah.
So basically, the only hope for Atlantic City right now, I see, is if somehow Mayor Gilliam could get a pipeline to Governor Murphy to say, help us. Look what happened. Look why it happened. Why does libertyandprosperity.com take an interest in this? And that's because we believe in basic principles of law and liberty, where everybody follows the same rules, laws are to be followed, people who follow the law are supposed to do well, people who break the law, there's supposed to be consequences for it. But then in New Jersey, we have the opposite political culture, what I call despotism. And that is, you do what you want, and if you have friends in high places, they'll take care of you. And if you break the law, it's okay if you know the right people. And there are two opposite cultures. And in our opinion, Atlantic City is a poster child of how things go wrong when you don't follow the law, when you don't apply rules equally, and you just do what you want.